The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. Central Time. Good morning to you here on this Tuesday. Tuesday's Child is Full of Grace. Not so much if you were driving on the Francis Scott Key Bridge this morning in Baltimore. 1.6 miles of that bridge are in the water right now as we speak. A container ship has rammed into the bridge in Baltimore. There were several vehicles, including semi-tractor trailers, on the bridge at the time. Rescuers were initially searching for at least seven people in the water, which is about 48 degrees. But, I mean, that's enough to induce hypothermia. Two people were pulled so far, one in serious condition, according to the fire department. Authorities may be looking for upwards of seven people, but that number could change. It was not clear if the two that were rescued were included in the seven, but see, again, this is all premature. So whatever the Associated Press is reporting, I mean, generally when there's a disaster, they will report at least somewhat accurately, but numbers tend to get inflated before the fact, and they'll make a lions and tigers and bears thing out of it. Some cargo appeared to be dangling from the bridge, which spans the Patapsco River at the entrance to the Baltimore Harbor. The river leads to the port of Baltimore, which is a major shipping hub on the East Coast. It was opened in 1977, named after the writer of the Star Spangled Banner. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has declared a state of emergency, said he was working to get federal resources deployed. The FBI was also on the scene, which makes you wonder. Synergy Marine Group, which owns and manages the ship called the Dali, that's D-A-L-I for those of you that are going to go looking for it, confirmed that the vessel hit a pillar of the bridge at about 1:30 this morning while it was in control by two pilots. It said all the crew members, including the pilots, were accounted for, and there are no reports of injuries on the ship, but all lanes have been closed in both directions for obvious reasons. You're not going across the Francis Scott Key Bridge, not anytime soon. That's going to inconvenience a lot of people. You see how we take things for granted? According to the director of communications for Baltimore Fire, Kevin Cartwright says that it's too early to tell how many people were affected, calling the collapse a developing mass casualty event. Just some news for you there. Of course, all of this is brought to you by the Power Mall. We have a 10% off site-wide sale with free shipping with orders 250 and up, which ends this week. We have the detox clay powder, the oxy powder, the vitamin B12, and quercetin back in stock. For those of you complaining about spring allergies, Optivita Vitamin D now back in stock, a new and improved formula offering 4,000 IU plant-based D3, which contains magnesium and probiotics for optimal absorption. We have six bottles of the Acid Reflex by Global Healing Center available on closeout. They expire May of 23, and they're 20% off, but they should be working for you even after that. We pray for those people that are in the water right now that have not been found. Obviously, if they haven't found them by now, it's not a good sign, and we're praying for their souls. And from Al, also is asking that God redeems his children and grandchildren from slavery to sin. Al, I can tell you right now that you're a very devout Christian, and I can tell you right now that your children are covered if they're living in your home. And when they're out on their own, if you've taught them right, then they won't turn away from it. But if they have, then we pray that somebody is put in their path to upright the ship, so to speak. Al is also asking us to pray for his daughter, who is apparently dabbling into the occult and homosexuality. His wife has still not found a job necessary to help pay off debts and to heal Al and guide him concerning his ministry, protect God's Israel and the elect. Al, that is a tall order this morning. But, you know, God just works miracles. It's amazing how things happen in God's time. And we just lift that situation up and pray for those people in the water and pray for Al and everything that's going on. Pray for those people in Moscow that were murdered. There's 137 dead and 188 injured so far, and we pray for them and their healing as well. Just lift the situation up to you for our country, because our country is in really sad shape. A lot of people have turned away from the Father. And we just lift the situation up to you and ask you to heal our country and heal the people we pray for, with all of their needs and wants being met. Lorraine in Oregon, something prompted me to have to pray for you as well because of the shoulder pain you're having. We just lift that situation up to you as well for healing, to take away the pain, to heal hearts, and guide each one's ministry, not just Al's. We all have a ministry here. We can't all be pastors and teachers. And I mean, the Bible even says it. And Israel, that's a whole nother story. And we just lift that situation up to you as well, Father, because we know that this is a religious conflict and it's been going on for centuries. And we all feel like we're in the middle of it. So we lift that situation up to you and pray that it doesn't get out of control any more than it already has. We ask all these things in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen? Sincerely. We still have a Rick satellite system to give away, by the way. For those of you interested in winning it, you have to write us a letter, either by email or by snail mail, with your name, address, and phone number telling us why you'd like to win the dish, and send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or through our email at support@thepowerhour.com. I was informed yesterday by one of our astute listeners that the Dave@thepowerhour.com does not work. Comes back weird. Couldn't connect. So we're trying to work on that. Since we are 100% reader and listener supported, if you call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 and make at least a $25 donation, we're going to send you a free Vitamir toothpaste. That keeps us on the air. We need your help because 2024, a lot of things are going to happen, and we need to be here to tell you about it. You can watch our video replay each day on Rumble, by the way, by clicking the videos tab on thepowerhour.com. Phil, thank you so much for your donation. We appreciate that. Yesterday, he donated. And if you want to leave a review for the show, you can do that at thepowerhour.com. On the right-hand side towards the bottom, you'll see the form there. If you're a first-time shopper at the Power Mall, first, the number 10 at checkout. It also applies to phone orders. You get 10% off. And, of course, if you don't have internet, which a lot of you do not, we offer the Power Mall catalog. Just by simply calling us at 877-817-9829. The call is free. And we'll hook you up with a catalog. We also have partners you can shop with. But if you do, through the links on the partners tab at thepowerhour.com, take 5 minutes to call or email and let us know so we get credit for it. That's what keeps us going here. If you are becoming electrosensitive, there's a lot of people out there that are. I have been talking to people who want SIPS homes built, and they're asking me, well, I have electromagnetic EMF sensitivity. And, of course, there is a free guide you can download to electrosensitivity and get access to the 2024 EMF Hazard Summit. It's free. It's from April 11th through the 14th. The guide includes the top 10 symptoms you might experience when exposed or overexposed to cell phones, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, or other sources of EMF radiation. So, you know, especially if you live too close to a 3G, 4G, or 5G cellular tower. Most of them are 5G these days because that's what everybody's promoting. Hopefully we're going to get Ron Sally on the phone with Miracle Skin Products of the 8 o'clock hour. And we move on to world news here at 10 minutes after. The U.S. is not officially supporting a ceasefire in Gaza after abstaining at the U.N. This is the U.N. Security Council. And you know what the U.N. says. It's like E.F. Hutton when E.F. Hutton talks. And then you see everybody with their ears, you know. Remember that commercial? See, some of these things, they're very good at branding, folks. They're very good at getting that idea in your head. And every time the U.N. Security Council says something, well, it must be so. They passed a resolution yesterday. It's not law. It's a resolution. It's, you know, it's funny because R-E is on the front of that word. Solution. Resolution. Yeah, it's their solution. It's nobody else's. Calling for immediate ceasefire in Gaza. For the remainder of Ramadan, we must have Ramadan, Muslim holy month. The U.S. abstained from the vote, declining to veto it. It was backed by 14 nations, except the U.S., and called for the release of all Israeli captives held in Gaza and the urgent need to expand the flow of aid into the besieged enclave. Algeria's ambassador to the U.N. and a sponsor of the resolution welcomed the breakthrough, said the council, Security Council. Yeah. Man, I just, you know, what are we going to do? Dig Kissinger up again? I want to be master of the world. Yeah, sorry, Henry, but you're in the ground now. But the UN Security Council, according to Algeria's ambassador, finally shouldering its responsibility as the primary organ responsible for maintaining international peace and security. Really? You people are a joke. Yesterday's vote, of course, came as Israeli leaders continuing to reiterate their intent to press on with a full-scale ground offensive on Rafah, the southern border city where about 1.5 million Palestinians are currently sheltering. That could turn into a bloodbath. Following the vote, Netanyahu canceled a planned high-level delegation visit to Washington. Oh, yeah. They canceled this meeting. It was supposed to happen between his advisors and White House officials after the Biden administration let an anti-Israel resolution pass at the UN. So, I mean, everything is all interconnected here. Because it turns a blind eye. So the signal, what do you think the signal was that the UN ambassador, U.S. ambassador to the UN sent by abstaining and declining to veto it? What kind of message do you think it sent to Bibi? Well, I can tell you, it's like we're supporting Gaza. Yeah, we know there's 134 hostages supposedly still being held there, but we can't support what you're doing. Wink and blink and a nod couldn't make it happen, and neither could the UN, and nothing will happen because Netanyahu is going to go after Rafah. British farmers, meanwhile, have been protesting outside Parliament over food imports. Convoy of tractors showed up, protesting outside Britain's parliament against post-Brexit trade deals, what they called substandard food imports. There's about 50 of them out there, many with Union Jack flags and signs such as no farmers, no food, no future. Maybe Parliament should listen. You think they are? See, when you got the elitists controlling the deal, this is what you get. These elitists think that they're going to have slaves growing food specifically for them after they depopulate the world. That's what they think. I was watching Tulsi Gabbard on Tucker Carlson yesterday. He put out a video with her on it. It's over an hour long. Rather interesting. I still don't know that Tulsi would make a good VP candidate, even though he asked her that. She said she'd be honored to serve any way that she could. And she explained completely why she left the Democratic Party. I mean, she has accomplished a lot in Congress, according to her. Of course, that's debatable. Everybody's got an idea about that, whether she did it or not. but she got a lot of people really irritated with her, including Pelosi. Yeah, she was Pelosi's chatty Cathy doll until after Tulsi resigned from the DNC and everybody was pulling her aside in the hallowed halls of Congress, telling her your political career is toast, to be nice. Yeah. Then you get Mitt Romney, who isn't running again, who's retired from Congress, calling her a Putin puppet. Basically saying that she's supporting terrorism and that, you know, could get you the death penalty in the military and the UCMJ. Of course, she said, okay, Mitt, since you got the mouth, back it up. Where's your evidence? And of course, everything on the other end went quiet, but she said that's what they do. So, yep, the rally follows protests by farmers across Europe. They're still doing it. They're angered by cheaper competition from foreign imports. They want stricter environmental regulations. I mean, that's the farmers don't want that. But this is why they're PO'd. We also have inside video footage surfacing now at the Moscow concert hall terrorist attack. It's starting to look as if the entire attack was staged. Might be a false flag event. We have a video there that you can click on if you get the email blast. Maybe you should. Just go to thepowerhour.com, click the newsletter tab, and subscribe. It's free. Greg Reese is also reporting the attack on the Crocus Music Hall has the USA's fingerprints all over it. But that's Greg Reese's opinion. How much studying one can do. Because, see, here's the thing about, again, podcasters versus newscasters. See, if you're going to do a podcast, you know, creativity is all over the map. Then you wonder why Candace Owens is not on Daily Wire. Why they said, look, there's the door. If you go ahead, leave. She did. Why? Because they can't handle it. The truth? Is it the truth? Or is it somebody's subjective commentary? We don't know. Do we have proof? We weren't in Moscow. Were you in Moscow when the terrorists showed up? I mean, the video makes it look like people thought it was the band pulling a stunt because the band Picnic apparently was playing there. And they do stuff like that. So everybody thought until the bodies started dropping that this was a stunt. No. And you remember yesterday when I told you about how Russia was going to treat these 11 people that they took and accused of being the terrorists that staged the attack? Four of them showed up in court yesterday completely beat up. One of them was unconscious. I told you they aren't going to be nicey nice like we are over here. Oh, no, these people look like they've been beaten to a pulp. One of them had a giant bandage on his ear. Maybe they cut it off. Who knows? Hard to say. But one of them was unconscious, just sitting there slumped in a chair. I'm telling you, they don't pussyfoot around over there. Maybe they beat out a false confession. I don't know. We weren't there. You can think what you want, all right? The New York Supreme Court, by the way, has lowered the appeal bond on the Trump fraud case. For those of you who haven't heard, it's not $464 million plus anymore. Now it's $175 million. Trump will post that gladly within 10 days. The judgment handed down by the court permanently bars the former Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg and Comptroller Jeffrey McConney from serving in financial control of any New York business entity. Permanently bars President Trump, Mr. Weisselberg, and Mr. McConney from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation for 3 years. Bars President Trump from applying for loans for New York financial institutions for 3 years. Bars Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump from serving as an officer or director in New York for 2 years. There was no stay requested for the continuance of an independent monitor overseeing financial matters in the Trump Organization or the installation of a compliance officer. That will continue. The stay is conditioned on the appeals being done by September of this year. So President Trump was attending a hearing regarding the trial date in a separate case at the time. During the break, he told reporters he would be posting that $175 million quickly. He also released a statement shortly after the appellate ruling criticizing Justice Engoron and saying the new order showed how ridiculous his original order was. And the trial that he was talking about, the trial date, according to Juan Merchan, who was the, or Merchan, Juan Merchan, the Manhattan judge in this Stormy Daniels case is set April 15th as the trial date in the hush money case. Of course, at the press conference, the same one that Trump said he was going to pay the $175 million for, he said, I don't know that you're going to have a trial. I don't know how you can have a trial like this in the middle of an election, a presidential election. This is the Biden trial. These are all Biden trials, he said, referring to a former Biden administration Department of Justice attorney now working in the Manhattan DA's office. Ooh, interesting, huh? He, the former DOJ attorney, AUSA, is in there telling Alvin Bragg what to do. He says, Trump says, I don't know, you're going to have a trial. I think we're going to get some court rulings. He would testify. He said, I don't have a problem testifying. I didn't do anything wrong. A reporter, of course, asked him if he would be concerned a conviction could cost you the election. And Trump's response was, well, it could also make me more popular because people know it's a scam. It's a Biden trial, he said. Now just keep going back to that narrative, Donald. It's okay. We all get it. And his popularity is soaring because people get it. And if they can do it to him, they can do it to you. And by the way, we're including on our email blast. You're going to want to read it now that we're on that subject of the United States government. I retrieved a copy of the search warrant yesterday in the Brian Malinowski Little Rock murder incident because it sure looks like murder to me. And the affidavit that was signed by an ATF agent in the and submitted to a judge in the Eastern District of Arkansas basically asserts that Brian Malinowski was buying guns legally from gun sources and then turning around and selling them to people, marking them up, of course, to make money off of them without a federal firearms license. That appears to be the crux of why they allegedly busted down his door at 6 a.m. and shot him in the head. Oh, it's a search warrant. Of course. You know, see, and we did get confirmation that the bureau, the field office that was handling it, was out of New Orleans because it's on the ATF's website. Okay. I went searching yesterday because, like I said, just because the news stops, you know, the news cycle, you know, is put on hold because we're not in the air and it keeps repeating itself until we come back on. The thing is that we did discover that Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi are all handled out of New Orleans, out of their field office. So that's where everything came out of. And that's all part of this gun control thing that they're on right now. So still, you be the judge. Was it right for them if they had a search warrant where they could not have simply knocked on the door or waited until Malinowski was outside going to work as executive director of Hillbillery National Airport? How's that work? It's a search warrant. There was, you read it. There is no place where it's checked where it was an arrest warrant. It's a search warrant. So you ask them, what gives them the right to change the rules of engagement? Because they're the ATF and they're the government. And we can't have that. We can't have people out there selling guns without an FFL. We have to control what they're doing. We have to have control. If we don't have control, then we have the right to change the rules of engagement. Just like we did at Waco. Just like we did at Ruby Ridge. And bust through Malinowski's door and shoot him in the head. You see, and Waco, I mean, they, the literally the Branch Davidians, with more guns than the ATF had the opportunity to run them off their land and didn't. You see, the whole idea about how America treats junk like this and attacks like this. Oh, well, just sit around. It's not my house. Yeah, okay, Homer Simpson. Duh, Bart. Yeah. Not my house. Why should I worry? Well, you should worry. You ever heard of crossfire? What happens when the bullets, the stray bullets, start entering your property? Maybe you think anything about that, especially if you're in a rural or urban area and somebody's shooting back and the bullets are flying across the street into your front living room. Maybe you should think about that. Nobody does. Oh, not until it happens. When you see those black SUVs roll up, you better pay attention. Because if they're only serving a search warrant, why the need to go in heavy and lethal? Why? Ask yourself that question. Was he murdered? Could that have been prevented? I think so. What say you? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, by the way, has signed a law banning companies based in six adversarial countries, including China, from owning or leasing agricultural land that contains a carve-out for Smithfield. See, I stopped buying Smithfield bacon and pork products. They're owned by the CCP. It's a subsidiary of the Hong Kong-based WH Group Limited, a corporation led by members of the Chinese Communist Party. So I don't buy Smithfield products anymore. But yet, Kristi Noem signed a law that bans everybody but Smithfield from operating interstate. Huh. Narrowly tailored to exempt Smithfield due to the company's economic importance to South Dakotan farmers. Huh. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has issued a dire warning over CBDC,
illy beany, chilly beany.
Yeah, the central bank digital currencies. Warned that these currencies paved the way for an authoritarian government in America similar to the Chinese communist regime, which he's against. But this is the path that China's on today, and that's where all these other countries started with central bank digital currency, and it's the end of your freedom. We'll be slaves if we allow it to happen. He pointed to the Canadian truckers' protests to explain why CBDCs were dangerous for freedoms because the Canadian government portrayed the truckers as right-wing fascists and racists when they weren't and shut off their bank accounts. Trump has also agreed with that. He vowed never to allow the U.S. Federal Reserve to issue a central bank digital currency. Well, we'll see about that. We've got more news now. We're moving on to economy and business after the hour. Big shakeup at Boeing. Boeing, Boeing, Boeing. Yep. We will be back with more news after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The 44 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, where we are here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us here on this Tuesday. We already told you about the Key Bridge collapsing in Baltimore. 1.6-mile stretch of it collapsed after a container ship hit it at 1:30 this morning. There are cars and trucks in the water. We don't know how many are dead. Two people have been pulled out so far. We don't know about the rest. Rescue efforts are still ongoing, and, of course, the bridge is shut down from both directions. Anybody wanting to go there, it's like we have a smoking section out on the wing for those of you that like to smoke in airplanes. I mean, come on, really? If the bridge is closed, that means you're not going on it. That means you're drastically inconvenienced. All right. We told you about Boeing before the break. Three senior Boeing executives, including CEO Dave Calhoun, are stepping down as the commercial airliner maker is embroiled in a deepening scandal over the quality of its products. Calhoun, of course, yesterday called it a watershed moment for Boeing when a door panel blew out on a 737-9 MAX airplane in January, flown by Alaska Airlines. Of course, now they're being investigated, and the FBI released letters to people who were on board that flight saying, we think you might have been victim of a crime. So all of a sudden now, 2024 is going to be the last year that Steve Calhoun remains as CEO. And of course, Larry Kellner, Boeing's board chairman, will not seek re-election for his position at the upcoming annual general meeting scheduled for April. That means he's going to be gone. He was chairman for more than 4 years and 13 years on the company's board. He's out of there now. See, they're trying to distance themselves and get away from this. The board elected Steve Mollenkopf as the new chair. He's tasked with leading the process of finding a new chief executive. And you wonder why Trump's Truth Social isn't going on the New York Stock Exchange. Remember that? They had the merger yesterday that just made him very, very wealthy. His financial position escalated, and they didn't go on the NYSE because that would be on the New York Stock Exchange, and he doesn't want to be in New York. People don't want to be in New York. He says, I'm losing business because of New York. Because people don't want to be in New York and go on the New York Stock Exchange. He says it'd be a big thing. People aren't going on the New York Stock Exchange now because of what's happening in New York. They don't want to be attacked by a thug like this horrible attorney general we have in New York. You know, see, again, former President Trump, with all due respect, why in hell are you still there? Why don't you sell all your buildings and get out of there? And turn Florida into your financial empire, because people there understand you. People in New York don't give a damn. They don't want you there. Pull all your money out. Other businesses will get the hint. New York needs, I'm sorry, New Yorkers, that you have this going on. Because not all New Yorkers, I have to say this too. I have to disclaim the fact that there are a lot of New Yorkers out there, like Dave, who listen to the show, that are good people. You got people in upstate New York that have no part of New York City that are good people. But yet you put these morons in the driver's seat in government positions in New York, and this is what happens. So the decision is going to be for many New Yorkers, how long do I stay here? Is this going to keep going? And your internet bill, speaking about going, it's going up. Is it a telecom subsidy that's been affecting internet bills for millions? It's about to end. So those Americans, millions of Americans getting cheap internet, the Affordable Connectivity Program, federal initiative, you got $30 a month in discounts towards your internet service. That's expiring. For households from qualifying tribal lands, a discount went up to $75. More than 23 million households are enrolled currently. However, this funding, $14.2 billion, made available for the program, is now running out. April's going to be the last month. ACP households are going to get the full discount. In May, it's going to be reduced to a partial. After May, no more discounts. That means Spectrum, Verizon, AT&T internet is going to be affected by the removal of the subsidies. So if you're on any one of these, maybe you want to start shopping. And while the bad economy makes the news along with all the other atrocities, Trader Joe's has raised the price of its bananas for the first time in 20 years. Oh, my God. What is it, 3 cents, 4 cents? It's going to be more than that if you add taxes. Some states charge taxes on food. Yes, we have no bananas. A-dinky-day, a-dinky-doo. Remember that, Jimmy Durante? Yeah, of course you do. Of course, you know, when asked why Trader Joe's is upping its prices for the first time in 20 years, the spokesperson said, "We've now reached a point where this change is necessary." Duh. From 19 cents each to 23 cents each. That's 4 cents. But when you add taxes, yeah, 3 cents is just a starting point, folks. The U.S. Supreme Court today is going to hear arguments on the use of the abortion pill mifepristone. This is a medication used in the most common way to end a pregnancy. That decision, of course, you know, happened with this dispensing of this medication right after the court overturned Roe v. Wade. Now abortion opponents are going to be asking the high court to ratify a ruling from a conservative federal appeals court that would limit the access to mifepristone. It was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year. But gee, I thought Roe v. Wade had something to do with the state being able to regulate abortion. So what these restrictions are doing would shorten the time when mifepristone can be used in pregnancy to 7 weeks from 10 currently. And most adults in the U.S., 55%, believe medication abortion pills are very or somewhat safe when taken as directed by a doctor, according to a KFF poll. 65% have a lot or some confidence in the FDA. You see where we're at with this? They have confidence in the FDA for what? To ensure medications sold in the U.S. are safe and effective? We're expecting a decision by late June. However, safe and effective, really? And you may want to take Chick-fil-A off your fast food shopping adventure. Remember the no antibiotics ever, no antibiotics ever slogan, the pledge put all over their packaging? Well, guess what? They've decided to reverse that. Now it's going to have a new standard called No Antibiotics Important to Human Medicine, often abbreviated as NAIHM. Oh, wow. IDK. I don't know. It entails the avoidance of medications commonly used to treat people and limits the use of animal antibiotics to the cases of actual animal illness. Wow. So maybe you know, Tyson, I'm already never buying Tyson products. Their senior director of animal welfare, Karen Christensen, described the shift as based on scientific research and industry leanings. Oh, we all want antibiotics known as ionophores, which don't play a role in human medicine to improve the overall health and welfare of our birds. Huh. Yeah, your birds. Huh, you can eat your own birds then, Karen. Ooh, that's a Karen. That's a Karen moment. Oh, my goodness. Oh, the puns coming down here. The irony of it all. Chick-fil-A is now going to be serving you those little chicken nuggets. Remember, everybody thought they had plastic in them? Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So maybe you don't want to go to Chick-fil-A anymore. Maybe you just want to avoid chicken nuggets altogether, given what you know. Maybe you want to avoid Tyson chicken, Tyson anything for that matter. And bad news for cheese lovers, by the way, indulging in cheese is one of life's simple pleasures, provided you don't grapple with lactose intolerance. It's a delectable taste, rich in healthy fats and protein. Make sure that you get your cheese from the right place and, you know, don't eat too much of it. Otherwise, you'll be cutting the cheese instead of eating it. I had to say that. And then there's this, Presbyterian Church called a meeting to decide what to do about their squirrel infestation. After much prayer and consideration, they concluded the squirrels were predestined to be there and that they shouldn't interfere with God's divine will. At the Baptist Church, the squirrels had taken an interest in the baptistry, so the deacons met and decided to put a water slide on the baptistry and let the squirrels down drown themselves. The squirrels, unfortunately, liked the slide and knew instinctively how to swim. So twice as many squirrels showed up the following week. It's like a water park. The Lutheran Church decided that they were not in a position to harm any of God's creatures, so they humanely trapped their squirrels and set them free near the Baptist Church. 2 weeks later, the squirrels were back when the Baptists took down the water slide. The Episcopalians tried a much more unique path by setting out pans of whiskey around their church in an effort to kill the squirrels with alcohol poisoning. They sadly learned how much a damage a band of drunk squirrels can do. But the Catholic Church came up with a more creative strategy. They baptized all the squirrels and made them members of the church. Now they only see them at Christmas and Easter. Not much was heard from the Jewish synagogue. They took the first squirrel that entered their premises, circumcised him, and they haven't seen a squirrel since. I thought you might like that. That's a joke! Please, you get the moose, I get squirrel. Wow. So anyway, here's the thing about the cheese. Pfizer's fake rennet has snuck into cheese without approval. It's a synthetic. It's become extremely common in cheese making to the point most commercial cheese is made with these non-animal rennets. Aside from the fact they're not as well tested as one might like, American food packaging standards do not require cheesemakers to warn consumers about the presence of these chemicals. So we have an article on our email blast that shows you how they're doing it and what you can do about it. Wow, I guess we're not going to be eating all the cheese that isn't produced in a better environment. You're going to be paying more for your cheese if you want the good stuff. I don't know if the cheese heads up in Wisconsin are doing this or not. It's hard to say. Milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas have now tested positive for bird flu, according to U.S. officials. It's been reported in older dairy cows in those states and in New Mexico. The symptoms included decreased lactation and low appetite. Comes a week after officials in Minnesota announced goats on the farm where there had been an outbreak of the bird flu among poultry were diagnosed with the virus. It's believed to be the first time bird flu noticed a highly pathogenic avian influenza was found in U.S. livestock. Okay, who do we thank for that? Oh, I got my ideas. How about you? Eric in Missouri, you're on the phone. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just, you were on a row. Should have just stayed up and listened. But
that's all right. Go ahead. What's your input?
Well, the guy that, you know, that they raided and shot because of some little licensing violation. I was listening to David Strait. Now, he may be in jail by now. I don't know. But he was saying if you separate yourself from this U.S. citizen stuff and become a state national or whatever it was, he says you can have any weapon that the military has. You don't have to get a license to do it, you know, because you have the Bill of Rights. And I don't know if you've heard that angle or not. He has a pistol with a silencer.
Oh, my.
And also, I was...
Yeah, that's why you said that you don't know whether he's in jail now or not, right?
Well, I heard some posts that they went after him, but, you know, and then kind of like that Peter Eric Hendrickson, some people are having trouble with his stuff, so I guess that's why you hadn't had him on the show lately. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I know.
On the water pipe, that doctor the other day, now, are galvanized pipes okay? Because my mom's house was built in 67. It's got copper and galvanized. I just wonder if there's a lining scumming. Kind of covering the galvanized, if that's okay to leave in here. I'd like to say I was getting ready to switch it all over.
Yeah, you know, it's called repiping, and because I've got a brother that was in the plumbing business, still is, out in California where it's heavily regulated. So, you know, anybody that's got the galvanized pipe, if it's lead, definitely chuck that. We don't need lead in our water because of PVC, if this junk plastics runs off in PVC, that's one of the reasons I asked the question in the first place. Because, see, copper piping is going to be substantially more expensive, and you're probably, if you put that in the ground or comes in contact with the ground, you're definitely going to have to enclose it below frost line in some sort of insulating protection. But copper,
well,
I think these
older houses used to have, like, their sewer pipe that come out, and I think it was copper that went underneath the house to the outside underneath. I think that used to be a heavy copper pipe, but okay. Well, I was wondering about the galvanized.
Yeah, I'm not a real big fan of galvanized anything unless it's a gas line. I don't have a problem with running propane and natural gas through galvanized pipe. I mean, that's generally what the companies use when they're piping your house. I did that in my house in Texas. So, I mean, that's what they use. So, I mean, there are certain applications
I'm carrying in bottled water and plastic, so am I really helping myself or not?
I don't know about that. See, the thing is that there's some of these water products out there that are not, they're put in bottles that don't, that have all these PFASs in them. They're not BPA free. And so you, I actually look for, if I'm buying gallon jugs of water for any reason at all, I'm looking for the ones that say BPA free on the plastic bottle, which means you're not going to probably get as much leaching of plastic into the water that's in there. And then of course, you know, we filter it too. So one of those things you got to look out for. I appreciate it, Eric. Thanks. One other health note here, the ketogenic diet, the paleo diet, the Mediterranean diet, and the DASH diet. Seems there's no end to the head spinning variety of diets all touted to support well-being and longevity. However, whichever diet you're on, scientists, nutritionists, conventionally trained physicians, holistic doctors generally acknowledge that multiple studies link higher intakes of colorful foods, mainly fruits and vegetables, with lower rates of life-threatening cancers and heart disease. Yeah, that's what they recommend. Colorful foods. Blue and purple plant pigments. Turns out natural plant pigments in fruits and veggies contribute more than the attractive pop of color. Multiple studies and reviews attest plant pigments have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory capacities. What can they do? Help sustain health, even prevent cancer. See, beets, that's purple. Especially when you get them fresh and you cut them fresh. Yep, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. Blue, yep. Do we have blue out there? We got radishes out there? All sorts of stuff. Journal of Nutrition put this out because the pigments are known as anthocyanins, linked with lower rates of ischemic stroke. So, for what it's worth, color up your dish there. You like purple cabbage? There you go. Now we're getting there. Yep. And, of course, you better be careful how you search the internet. Google's recently introduced AI search feature called Search Generative Experience has been found to recommend malicious websites that redirect users to scams, fake giveaways, and unwanted browser extensions. And you know what happens when you surf those. Oh, look at, honey, a deal. Yeah, and these little portable heaters you plugged into the outlet, next thing you know, you're being ripped off and they've just cleaned out your bank account. Ow. Malicious websites, folks. Thank you, Google. Appreciate that. I just wanted you to know where that's coming from. Mike in Alaska, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning there, David. Great show. That was funny about the squirrel. I was cracking up about like what you, how you get rid of squirrels here. But, yeah, hilarious. Dave, I just woke up. I'm waiting for Brady. He wanted a tag team this morning. So much stuff going on, but I'm full of stats this morning for about a minute or two here. On your buddy, the last caller there, I'm a builder. I was a builder. Now I'm a miner. But cast iron is used for sewage or black water. They use cast iron with the bell ends, you know, and a lot of people in old homes at L.A., the cast iron chunk pieces, segments of pipe have slipped out of their bell and have stepped. And that's why a lot of people in L.A. from earthquakes, their sewer lines, black lines don't run because their pipe leaving their commode is stepped cast iron. I've re-piped so many homes.
Wow.
And copper is awesome if you get a lead-free solder because it's antimicrobial. That's why they use copper. Up here in Alaska, we use PEX because it's fast and it does not break when you freeze it. It doesn't expand or it doesn't break like copper. PEX will withstand freezing and thawing without breaking. And usually galvanized, they don't use galvanized anymore for water. They use coming into supplies on backbones of any track home. You've got orange is gas, and that has the sensor wire. Blue is supply water, fresh water. White and black. White is usually drain vents. Black is obviously the new waste drain pipe, black ABS, which is virtually indestructible. But yeah, there's a few facts for you right there, Dave. I've done a lot. When city hooks to your meter, they bring cast iron. And black pipe, by the way, is for gas. They don't use Galvi for gas.
Ah, okay. Thanks for the clarification.
Black iron, I see that.
Now that you mentioned it. The thing is that the he was bringing up the thing, and this is our guest yesterday was bringing up the fact that PEX is no different as far as shedding plastic particles. Do you disagree or agree, or what's your take on that?
Jury's still out, but I have a couple other things really quick on this.
Well, we're at the break, unfortunately. That's a problem. The music is playing, and so, you know, I appreciate your call. Gosh, I wish I could have gotten to that. Maybe next hour. We're going to try to bring Ron Sally on here at the top of this hour, coming up after these important messages from the Power Hour and the Power Mall. 5 minutes, the Power Mall will be open. 877-817-9829. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.